When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's member of the Falcons coaching staff that joins the midday show is defensive line coach Jay Rogers. Coach, how are you?
Coach.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Appreciate the time. Just wanted to start with the way that the line's been playing since the bye week. I mean, five sacks, 3 weeks in a row has really been great to see. What's been different?
You know, I think we're playing better. You know, I think rush and coverage always works together. Yes. It's been like that since the beginning of time. Yes. And, you know, we're putting some guys in some good spots. They're executing really well, and they're just playing four as one, along with the secondary doing a good job covering in the back end.
Hey, Coach, I know that, you know, everybody knows who Grady and, you know, and guys like that, David Onyemata and everything like that, the veterans and everything. But last game, Coach, the young players stepped up. And talk about the development of Zach Harris and Malone and also getting Rook Rural back.
I mean, it's great to see multiple people have production. You know, Zach's safety was outstanding, obviously assisted by Street on the other side of that play, and then D'Lo coming alive two times, and there was another quarterback hit that people don't talk about very much, and he had a great game too. But, you know, it takes everybody, you know, not just one guy can dominate all the time, because they're going to start doubling that guy, but right. To have more than one guy to be able to feature has been really good the last few weeks.
I know it's week 16, so I'm sure everybody's banged up and dealing with different stuff, but guys are playing, and it feels like, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it feels like this is about as healthy as your group has been in terms of availability for the majority of the season.
We've had a couple bumps and bruises along the way, but, you know, going from the beginning of the year, that's why we kept so many guys on the roster. We felt like we had a deep group and guys who could play at a high level. And so, you know, obviously TQ Graham has been on IR. Rook did some time with the injuries, but, you know, the guys just step up and play. And, you know, I love the room. The room plays hard. They play for each other. And there's a lot of just plug and play. Guys have a lot of versatility. And so if something were to happen in some way, shape, or form, you know, we just, hey, you just move to this spot and here we go.
Hey, Coach, whenever we have coaches on, we always got to look at the bio and everything. And obviously we saw you went to Indiana. They played quarterback.
Yes.
You went to Indiana and played quarterback. All right. So
I did.
Being a quarterback, how did you become a defensive line coach?
Well, that's a long story, but I was in Denver, and I was an assistant defensive line coach in 2011, and then our D-line coach at that time was starting to think about retirement and said, hey, you know, I'm going to retire here pretty soon, and was this something you want to do? And, of course, I was like, hell yeah, I'll do this.
Right.
And I had coached prior to that time. I had coached primarily, you know, quarterbacks, receivers, mm-hmm. and did a little bit of secondary in my first 2 years of Denver. And we just grinded for about 6 to 8 months. He gave me the room in terms of installing the defense, and then we just grinded on technique. And then when it came to the spring in May, I believe, he retired. And that's not usually the hiring cycle in right. the NFL. The hiring cycle in the NFL is February, where Wayne Nunley, my mentor, he retires in May. And then obviously John Fox, John Elway at that time decided to keep me in that same role with Jack Del Rio as a defensive coordinator. And, And so away we went with it. And we kicked ass that first year in 2012. And next thing you know, you know, I'm in this role. And I've enjoyed every bit of it. You know, it's unique because it usually doesn't happen in that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I love coaching the front. Their personalities are awesome. Tough guys. I mean, the tough guys are always on the front lines, right?
Yes, they are.
So, and that's just my mentality as well as, you know, I just enjoy it. And it's been a great ride so far.
That was a hell of a defensive line, Coach.
Well, that was in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the next year.
That was with Vaughn and Derek Wolfe and all them, right?
Yeah, it was a good run right there in Denver. 12, 13, 14, Derek Wolfe, Malik Jackson.
Yeah, Malik Jackson, yeah.
You know, Elvis Dumervil, DeMarcus Ware was in that group, Von Miller. We had a great group. And then, you know, even going to Chicago, you know, drafting Eddie Goldman and Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd come along the way. You know, there's been some good football players that have been involved during my career.
Still sore playing against
Eddie. Enjoyed coaching them.
Yeah, I'm still a little sore for playing them damn lines.
Everybody's sore.
Gracious.
How's your hands then? Is we got crooked fingers and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, they're raggedy, man. Having to tussle with them, with Vaughn, with Dumervil and DeMarcus, and then Vaughn came along. But yeah, Derek Wolfe was the one, though. He was a damn wild man of that five technique.
Yeah, he's a tough guy now. Yeah. I mean, this guy loves hitting people. He loves waffling offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Jay Rogers, the Falcons defensive line coach, joining us on the midday show. See, that was great. That was a walk down memory lane, and that was a lot of fun. Let me ask you, since obviously, you know, you guys are going up against each other in practice and all that, there's been a quarterback change this week. What does Michael Penix do to make life on defenses so difficult?
You know, I mean, what this guy does, and I don't watch him closely, you know, I'm really focused on my guys, but, you know, he's trying to, during the past few weeks, simulate the offense for the defensive team. That's what has been his role.
Right.
And to have a guy be able to pinpoint pass, you know, to these receivers and running backs and run a simulated offense for our opponent, you just see how important it is to him to perform. And, you know, I don't want to go into the things that I see good or bad or anything, but, you know, he's a professional. He's done everything we've asked him to do in terms of preparing our defense to play in the past few weeks. And, you know, like Raheem has said, we're going to support all of our players that are playing.
Right.
Let me ask you a quick one about Indiana, because I know you played quarterback there for a couple of years. In the playoff Friday night against Notre Dame, how big of a football game is this for that football program and the history?
I think it's a pretty big game. I think all of the cream and crimson across the United States can be glued into that television, including me. I'll have my shoes, my hat, my sweatshirt on. The equipment manager sent me some stuff during the preseason.
There we go.
And,
you know, I'm not one of those bandwagon fans who's just jumping on. You know, this comes from the heart.
Yeah,
you know,
so there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we have another IU alum working for the Falcons, and Chris Lee works in the on the Mercedes-Benz, and so we're always talking about the Hoosiers. But I've watched them all year; they've done a great job. You know, Coach Cignetti's done a great job with that guy, those guys. And what you see is you just see a bunch of tough guys out there just willing themselves to win. And they play so sound football. It's fun to watch. Can't wait for, was it Friday, correct?
Yeah, Friday night.
That's right. We'll be ready. Friday Night Lights. Let's go.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate
Thank you
so much, Coach.
You got it, guys. Take care.